Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told servicemen Sunday at Yokota Air Base in Japan that no one, no dictator, no regime should underestimate American resolve. His remarks came at the start of a nearly two-week Asian trip, which is expected to focus on North Korea and trade.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
Some of his comments, while directed at the American troops, could also be seen as a veiled warning to the isolated nation. After his speech at Yokota, the president took a 25-minute flight on Marine One, which set down at a country club near Tokyo. He was greeted by Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in front of the expensive clubhouse of the course, which will play host to the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Golf Tournament. Saudi Arabia's state media says it has intercepted a ballistic missile fired from Yemen and aimed at the King Khalid International Airport northeast of Riyadh. Iran-backed Houthi fighters in Yemen have claimed responsibility for that missile, which was intercepted by the Saudi forces. Saudi authorities said it caused no casualties or major damage. The Houthis said that they were targeting the airport. Saudi Arabia is leading a mission in Yemen to eliminate the Houthi forces, but the violence has begun to spill over the border. In July, the Saudis shot down a ballistic missile from Yemen near Mecca, a month before Muslims began their annual pilgrimage to the city. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.